Someone imagining resident or fellow making rounds with you and hearing about this patient and saying to you, isn't it depressing to be in this field? How do you deal with it?
Yes, that's a very funny thing that you asked me that, because that's the question people ask, you know, residents, medical students, or just when you're at a dinner party or sitting on a plane, you know, people want to know what it is that you do. And when I respond that I'm a female cancer doctor, the kind of tone always drops a little bit. But I think the thing that I want to emphasize to the residents who are considering it as their future, or to people who I'm just meeting on the street, is that cancer care is a lot more than just treating a cancer. I wanted to go into this field because, you know, I love surgery, obviously, and I love medicine, and I love these drugs and these novel combinations. But the thing that I really love are my patients. And so if you can have the personality where you enjoy sitting down and talking to someone and getting to know them and their family, what makes them tick, what are their goals and desires, how do they feel about end of life, you know, are they religious, what is it that they need to feel comfortable? These are the things that make people tick and that make people run, and that's really, as an oncologist, that's what you're caring for. That's the person that you're caring for. And so, you know, I tell the people that unfortunately there are going to be a fair share of my patients who will pass away, and yes, that is sad, but if we can accomplish making them feel fulfilled, if we can help them to do the things that they wanted to do, like get married, see their grandchild born, if you can make their family feel supported and understand that there are services available, and you can prepare people for what it will be like when they die, then to me, that is fulfilling. And that gives me a good sense of purpose, and is a huge part of what I do as an oncologist. So I feel like, although it's sad, it's also extremely rewarding. And so, although it's a little bit of a Debbie Downer at the dinner conversation, I think people, they get it once you explain it that way.
What was it like for you when you found out she was going to be married and that whole process?
I was happy for her. You know, I really was. She's my, I think, one of my first patients, older patients, who has gotten married during her treatment. But I've had so many patients who have had daughters or sons get married, or who wanted to go on a vacation, some vacation to a place that, for example, one of my patients is from New Zealand and she wanted to go home for a family reunion, or, you know, to see just the premiere of their favorite show. I mean, people have the funny things that they really want to do with their lives, but that's what makes them feel excited. And so for this patient, I just felt happy. You know, I think it's important that even though you're undergoing something like cancer treatment, you're still alive for that moment. So you should try to, you know, live for every moment that you have. And that's what she was doing. And I think we all get caught up and we forget that silly concept that, you know, every day is a day that you should embrace. And she did that. I thought that was really pretty amazing. You know, she did it without any hair. She did it. She did it, and she loved it, and she was happy. And I think that's really awesome.